Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Solidarity and cooperation organizations from Germany, Spain, France, and Italy announced that they are coordinating to launch a World Day opposing the U.S. blockade against Cuba so as to increase pressure on this aggressive U.S. policy. The four organizations supported holding an international tribunal in Brussels on November 16 and 17 to denounce and condemn the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States, its tightening, and its extraterritorial nature. French organizations are working in coordination with Cuban authorities to materialize the project Give Milk to Your Child, which provides for the shipment to Cuba of 1,000 inseminated cows. The network of solidarity companies, Club of the 33, and the Association Cuba Cooperación France, CubaCoop, are promoting from the Northern Department the support to Cuba in a sector affected by the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States for more than six decades. Leaders attending the high-level segment of the UN General Assembly expressed rejection of the United States blockade on Cuba. Representatives of organizations and social movements in solidarity with Cuba stood in front of the Cuban embassy at the UN on Tuesday so as to reiterate their support for Cuba. Political forces, parliamentarians, and Cuban residents in Europe condemned on Monday the terrorist attack on the Cuban embassy in the United States and expressed their solidarity with Cuba. Spanish parliamentarian Manu Pineda described as intolerable and violent, fueled by haters, the attack with two Molotov cocktails on Cuba's diplomatic headquarters in Washington, D.C., which was also targeted in April 2020 by another terrorist act. On behalf of La France Insoumise, its head of international relations, Christian Rodriguez, condemned the attack and framed it in the context of Washington's aggressive policy on Cuba, characterized by a blockade that he called criminal. Expressions repudiating the attack were also heard from the European Left Party in Brussels, the Belgian Labour Party, the Cubanismo.b Association, French organizations like Cubalinda and France Cuba. Also on behalf of the Euro for Cuba channel, coordinator Jose Antonio Toledo repudiated the aggression and urged U.S. authorities to punish the promoters and those responsible. Colombian Senator Iván Cepeda from the Historic Pact expressed his solidarity with the people and government of Cuba after the Molotov cocktail attack perpetrated on the Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. It is not the first time, unfortunately, that this kind of aggression against the Cuban people has occurred from the United States, the congressman, head of the Peace Commission of the Congress, warned in statements to Prensa Latina. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.